Hi everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Light Ship on Amatron, and we're here to do healings again today. Did the weekend here at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, a wonderful event. And we had the light chamber up and had a lot of wonderful healings with people, so it was just great. And here we go. We're going to first talk about the light ship. The light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. And it comes here because it needs to eliminate the darkness out of the light. Naturally, when the light ship offers free will to every one of its creations, now that can kind of go muck sometimes. And also, the dark side definitely wants to come in to also have that free will that they have and like to get, but they don't obey spiritual law. And so because of them not obeying spiritual law, the light must come in to regain its spiritual territory because the dark side wants to connect to everyone. And what they do is steal your soul or fragments of you and pieces of you. So this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, because remember, each one of you out there is a part of the light. And so it's much like having a puzzle. And a part of that puzzle is missing. It can never be complete again. And so the light ship has to come back to regain its territory and to eliminate the energies that are doing that to everyone. So they're working continuously now on the dark side. And I'll just describe the dark side briefly. The dark side is the energies that do not have spirits. You'd use the word souls in them. It's another life form altogether, never created by the light. It just is there, just like the light is there. And somehow the darkness always wants to creep into the light territory, where the light just kind of hangs on and does what it wants to do, expressing in the moment the wonderfulness of heart energy. And this is where we should all be, is in our heart center. And the darkness came in and brought in the mind energy, which allowed separation and duality. So then you start judging the divine. This is how it actually happens. So if you start judging, remember the, I think in the Bible someplace it says, don't partake of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. Well, all that means is don't judge. And so the judgment in the mind is what has us in this trap here. And that gets programmed into our DNA. So what we are is like a walking judgment factory for living in this lifetime. And it's all programmed in us from our ancestors. So what you're dealing with now in this lifetime has nothing to do with what you created in this lifetime typically. It's energies that were already stored inside of you, and your body wants to heal those energies, so it's coming out now. So if you have any type of conditions or problems in your life, it's not really that you caused it. It's the fact that this blocked energy in your auric field that was emitted around you is causing this situation that you're dealing with. So you're actually re-experiencing the judgments of your ancestors, and your body now wants to heal those block energies of the light to help itself with the ascension process. So here we go. We're going to do an entity release from everyone. We'll start with your legs here. So we'll start on your left leg first. And you might want to just focus on that if you would. Any people who have maybe ankle problems, maybe a foot problem or anything like that. If you have any pain there, then chances are that drew entities to you. Could be, you know, a few or maybe hundreds or thousands of them. And they'll come to you and give you their pain because they resonate with that. And that prevents you from having a healing because these energies are like little leeches and they're taking away your life force energy. So here we go. We're going to do an entity release on your left leg, and we'll go up all the way up to your hip joint here. So starting at the bottom of the feet and working our way up. There we go. And I'd like everyone, if you'd like to, I want you to get two glasses of water, and we'll do this special water healing here. We've had a lot of comments on it so far from people. So get maybe 8 or 12 ounces, two glasses of water. And in about 10 minutes, we'll do some water charging yourself. So working on your left leg right now and taking away these entities. There we go. And now we're going to start to work on your right leg. And again, working from the bottom of your feet, from your toes all the way up to your hip joint here. And they're being released from you. And this will work on the archives also. It's just that what will not work on the archives is when we go to the light shift directly. And here we go, doing some more entity releasing. Great. And we're going to bring your spirit back into these areas now because you don't want to leave a void. That's what happens when you meditate out of your body or something, or if you're out of your body. At that point, a void's created, and that opens yourself up to entities to come in. And that's what we're trying to release right now, are these energies that got attracted to you somehow, some way. So here we go. We're collecting your spirit fragments now that are out in the universe someplace. It could be as close as a few inches away from you outside of your body, or they could be miles or, you know, quite a ways away from you. So here we go. Bringing them back here because they're responsible for being with you, to your body. They're responsible to protect your body and to give you guidance. Here we go. Coming back. We'll count to 10 as they come in. And they're cleansed now. In one sense, they're kind of brainwashed so that they're in neutrality so that they're able to come back. Remember, they left because of the judgment. They had enough consciousness to say, I'm getting the heck out of here. This is too awful for me here. And so they left, and unfortunately, they have to be with you. So they're coming back to our prison planet here. So here they come. So coming into your body. And they're probably kicking and screaming here. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, no, not that again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll do the other leg right now, your right leg. Coming in stronger, 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 great, stronger, stronger, wonderful, you're in. Okay, now we're going to work on your hip joints here. That can cause people a lot of problems. We'll work on a little ways up on your lower back. People might have a lower back condition. So I'm going to take away these entities now. Might have a pinched nerve or maybe a problem with one of your discs. Maybe it's degenerated or something, so we're working on that right now. Releasing these energies from you. And these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. Unfortunately, somehow the dark side severed the link to them from the Earth Spirit, because the Earth Spirit created these densities. So the emotional body was never created by the light ship. Just the Earth Spirit has created these, and it used the light energy naturally, because it's part of light. And like you do, it created its creation. One of these was the emotional body for the people on the planet here. And the body was initially created to experience love energy. And it probably still does in a different way. But mainly it's being used by us as emotional, like an emotional trauma sponge here. And it picks up all these traumas that we have and collects them. Probably only because we're not in love energy. So have to do something, and that's the next best thing, I think. So here we go. Taking away these energies from you now. So they get drawn to you when you're with pain in your body. And they get drawn to you also if you're out of your body. They'll come in someplace, and they'll resonate to what you're experiencing at that time when something occurs in your life. So like if you're going to a bar, you're going to draw to yourself entities that like to drink. If you're a smoker, you're always drawing entities to you who like to smoke because they want to come in and share that experience with you. Remember, they body hop from people to people. If you drive fast, you may get some old race car driver with you who wants to speed around. And you may get a lot of tickets and wondering why you're getting tickets. You go, man, I don't want to speed. And all of a sudden, you know, it's pedal to the metal. So anything like this, you can also bring entities to you. You can say, oh, God, I need help with this here. Well, naturally, when you say God, that doesn't mean much to the entities, but it does kind of cue them to see what you want them to do. And the ones that want to do what you're asking to do, they will come back into your body, or they'll come there for the first time. So So let's say, oh God, I got to pass this test in school. This is probably the, we probably all have done this, and you think you're praying to some divine thing out there and asking for guidance, and yeah, you are getting something. You're going to get an emotional body of maybe somebody who likes mathematics or chemistry or whatever you're having to do. That's a little difficult for you. And it could be a professor, and they'll come into your body and give you assistance. We've all had times when we had to ask for help at some point. Maybe you're working on a car or doing something, and all of a sudden you need some extra strength to maybe move a bolt around, and you kind of ask for some extra help, or you think of it, and all of a sudden you have that extra help and assistance. So that is great. Although, did you ask them to leave you? And the big question typically, you know, when you think of that is, of course not. You just asked for help, but you didn't ask to get these things out of you. So if they like your body, they'll stay in there. And they'll have a great time because now they have a home. You invited them into your home. You open the door and then close the door after they came in. And naturally, they have to do something. So they'll live their life and all of their past lives that they've had through other people's bodies that they like to experience in you. And this is the way entities work here. And it's not really their fault, just that they haven't been released back to the earth spirit. They don't know about that. And that the dark side has taken away and severed that link in consciousness. Because remember, that's the main intent, is for them to be a an ambassador to the earth spirit to give you and give them the information of the earth. So here we go. And then there are people who are very sensitive to, like, earthquakes and things. They can actually feel their body vibrate. Sometimes people have their body made up like a map, and they know if they have a shoulder pain that it's going to be like Guatemala, or maybe their big toe is Africa or something. So they resonate that way, and that could be also entities working through them, giving them information that's maybe useful and needed. And that's the link to the earth spirit. Maybe the person decided to do this or wanted to do this. So they're connected energetically to the traumas of the earth. So here we go. We're taking away the entities right now and bringing in more of your spirit. So we're going to count to 10 on this one here as you come more into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to be working up your spine, your back, and also all your organs that are internal with you. And we'll go from the shoulders on down. And whatever needs to be released, we're going to start with that right now for you. So here we go. Taking away these entities from you. Okay, they're coming out. And you might take a deep breath and breathe here. You might feel these entities leaving you. Okay, and they're starting to leave. Good, and now we're going to bring in more of you into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to be working with your shoulders, your left shoulder. So rotator cuff going down to the tip of your fingers here. And again, request healing. And we're taking away the entities here. Okay, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to go to the right shoulder, the right rotator cuff, going down to the tip of your fingers. And here we go. Bring more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the big thing probably for most people is their necks. And we're working with your necks now. Okay, you might want to just move your neck around a little bit here. See how that works for you here. Maybe kind of go in a circle with your neck. Maybe nod yes and do a no and everything else here and see how your neck is moving as entities are being released from you here. Okay, wonderful. Here we go. Bringing in more of you back into these areas now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we start to work with your whole head area. So we'll start with your eyes here. Let's do that first. We'll concentrate on eyes. So here we go. Taking away entities from your eyes. And they're being released right now. And now we'll do the ears. Same process. Okay, that feels good to me. And we'll start to work on your throat. And work inside of your mouth now, working on your gums. In case you have a gum infection, that could be a possibility. You might have a tooth that's bothering you. So here we go. We're taking energies out of those here. Wonderful. And we'll work on your sinuses next here. Great. They're leaving you now. And we can go to the top of your head, I guess, here. Work with the place on your skull. Kind of readjust those a little bit also. Entities get released from you. Okay, and bringing more of you into your body now in all these locations. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what we're going to do now is make sure that you're in your body properly. We can do crash landings in our body. And when that happens, we're actually coming in crooked or doing a head-first dive into the body. And you could have your head at your feet. So we're going to re-correct you right now. I'm going to take you out of your body right now. I'll count just to 1 and 2. 1 and 2, you're out. Coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you're in your body properly. So if you do feel a little different, then that means that you're not realigned in your body properly. Okay, let's go to the light beam. It might be on your screen. If not, if you're new to the program, just go to Creation Lightship Healings. Click on it. And once it comes up, scroll down on the scroll bar and go underneath the blinking flower. And it's a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar down, and you're going to see a light beam there. And this light beam is going to help you with this water charging. And here we go. So take your first container of water and place it in your hands here. And put one hand around on it. And you may start to feel your palms tingling. Now we're going to energize the light beam right now here. So just kind of watch your monitor screen. And our first container of water is going to be used for our skin. So this is the water that will help our skin. You don't want to drink the water. Just place it on your skin or get a little spray bottle and spray it on you. And here we go. We're going to start energizing it right now. And you can watch the light beam. You're going to feel the wonderful heart connection to her as she channels the energy from the light ship into your heart center. Now, the light ship only does heart-based healings. They don't do mind healings because mind healings are from the dark side. That's when you have mind control and you try to control things. Like I said earlier, this is when you're thinking that you're more than the divine, and this is what happens, is that we get into the judgment aspect, and this is all of the mind, thinking that something is not proper and right. The divine sees everything as perfect, whole, and complete. It does not judge any of its creations. This is why you always need to request healings, because they don't look at you like you look at yourself and say, oh man, I have an ache in my elbow, you know. They just see that as a creation, and that's what you are experiencing, and why would they take that away from you? So it'd be much like somebody who loves eating chocolate. They wouldn't take chocolate away from you if you're ready to take a bite of it in your mouth, you know, with your experience. So here we go. This energy is flowing through you. You can feel the heart connection, and it's coming down your arms into your wrist, into your fingertips. And for most people, their hands can buzz or pulsate. You might feel tingles going through your fingertips as it connects with the water. And we have one of the water beings with us right now doing the sealing, coming through the light being on your screen. And what's coming through right now is one of the golden whales. So the golden whales are actually going to be using this water as you squirt it on your skin. They'll help you with this transformation of water energy. So you might get a picture of whales that are gold during this process of using the water. This water container is completed, so you want to mark it. You don't want to confuse these two waters. The next one is for drinking. And you have a choice here. You can either use it for drinking water, or you can use it for another healing, which is for like a mouthwash. So this is up to you to decide which one. We'll do one of these here for you. So just maybe write it down on a piece of paper what you want to use this water for. It cannot be used for both. It's either one or the other. And here we go. Energy is starting to flow. And what's coming to help you now are the turtles. And the turtles are on the light ship, and they're going to help you charge this water. And they're coming through the light being on your monitor screen right now. Going into your heart center, out through your arms, and down to your fingertips, your palm chakras. And again, you want to have this one water container in front of you with both hands on it. And like I said, it's your intent right now, so you're thinking either mouthwash, but you're going to not swallow. You're just going to put it into your mouth and spit it out, or you're going to drink it. It's one or the other here. And here we go. This feels like it's pretty much complete to me right now. So I'll let you sample some of the water if you wish. Kind of see how it feels. And what we're going to do next here is bring in one of the divine energies from the light being on the light ship. And we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So again, just sit back and relax. You're going to feel the energy coming in through your monitor screen. It can also come in through the top of your ceiling and feel your whole room full of her wonderful energy. And you might even be able to smell a fragrance of flowers, and she normally brings in roses for people. So here comes Mother Mary, and when she comes in, you can request healing from her just inside of your head. Ask for healing. And remember, she'll come right to your heart center. If you're attempting to find her mentally somewhere, it won't happen because they don't work in the mental realm. Like I said, the mind energy is the dark side. They don't work on the dark side. They only work with heart energy. So here we go. She's coming in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. She feels very nice where I am right now. Very, very relaxing, very peaceful. So I'd like all of you just to sit back and just relax and contemplate. Have her fill your heart chakra full of wonderful energy. Have her connect to your natural physical heart. And you can request her to take out some of the emotional knots that are tied in there, or frustration and anger. And we'll be doing that right now, too, for you. You may feel energies leave your heart center. You might feel your chest getting released here. There we go. Okay. We're going to do some parallel life clearings here for people. Typically, you know, you could have, let's say, at least a couple hundred minimum, up to a lot more than those. And the parallel lives naturally are not from the light, because the light only has one lifetime. When you're incarnated with the light, you don't go out through multidimensional universes or anything like this. You're just in one place having a good time, supposedly. And the dark side created parallel universes, parallel places, parallel Earths that you go to. And your spirit thinks that it's compelled to go into a life form that looks identical to you that they make artificially. So it's artificial intelligence, and that life form is created just identically to you. It's much like what we're, in a sense, having right now with some of the movies that we see on TV. They've come a long ways of having the artwork actually look like real people now. You know, 10 years ago it looked kind of funky, it was like cartoons, and now some of these shows, as you see a person, they almost look real. So this is what they do, is create this artificial intelligent body, and your spirit comes into it. And this probably happens mostly when you're sleeping. So you're compelled to go there, your spirit is. And at that point, you're running and doing a lifetime. And to you, it could feel like a past life as you attempt to read it. Normally people talk about past lives all the time, and they don't really talk about parallel lifetimes. So the parallel lifetimes are created by the dark. And what happens is it can bring into you the energies in that lifetime back to your physical body in this lifetime, and it can cause you a lot of troubles and pain and physical conditions. So whatever that lifetime is suffering or dealing with is brought back to you with your spirit, because your spirit mimics you 100%, although it's just like you. And at that point, you could end up having a condition that this lifetime had, and it just actually adds more suffering to us here. So we're going to take you out of 10 of these. So just sit back and relax here. Hope you're enjoying your water. And here we go. The water normally tastes different. If you made it into drinking water, it's typically silky smooth, and it goes down instantly. Some water becomes very sweet. Some becomes thick. And just once in a while, it might have a slight bitter taste to it, but hardly ever. But it's always very good. And it's what you need right now at that time. That's how the light beings work. They work in the now, and so what you needed during that particular moment in time, about 10 minutes ago, is what they gave you. So here we go. First lifetime that's parallel released. Second released. Third released. Well, that was really negative. Wow. Let's do that one again. Third released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth released. Seven released. Eight released. Nine released. Ten released. Okay, great. So you should feel pretty good now. We're now going to eliminate some planets from you. These planetary energies, there's quite a few of them. I've been up to 800 so far. I normally do about 200 with people. Just one person just happened to need more done. For whatever reason, it's hard to say. All this stuff is, you know, having one or two attached to us is bad. And naturally, you know, these planets, the ones that we know about anyway, on your astrological chart, you know, this is your horoscope. And your horoscope is how these planets are controlling you and planning your life for you, which is the dark side energies. And it's right in your face all the time. It's very, very conscious for everybody. Everybody knows about people doing astrology, checking out your natal chart and seeing what you're going to be going through in your life. You know, this is real, you know. And it should not exist in the light energy, because the light is free choice, free will, and it's only in the now. How could they have predictions of your life and things that actually happen when, you know, if it was the light? So naturally, just by looking at that, you know that it's not. So we're going to disconnect you from some of these planetary energies. And the light ship decides which ones to take away. They're probably the ones that are affecting you the most right now. And these planetary energies typically cord your vital organs. So if you're sitting there having a condition, maybe you have a problem, a major problem with some type of major organ in your body. Maybe, you know, it's hurting a lot, or maybe you're diagnosed with some type of problem. More than likely, it could be caused by these planets connecting to it, just taking away your life force energy, which is not allowing your body to heal it. So it's just completely taking away everything, and it's kind of like having a beautiful grape, and then it's naturally gets out in the sun and it dries up and turns into a raisin. So here we go. I'll disconnect you from first planetary energy, disconnected. Second planetary energy, disconnected. Third energy, disconnected. Fourth energy, disconnected. Fifth energy, disconnected. Sixth energy, disconnected. Seven, disconnected. Eight, disconnected. Nine, disconnected. And number 10, there we go. Take a note of your body. See how you're feeling. I'd like you all maybe just to get up, stretch, walk around. You know, walk about 10, 20 steps. And see how your body's feeling. Sometimes just sitting there or laying down is not going to tell you about your healing that just took place. As you move around a little bit, you're going to sense that, yeah, maybe something has changed. And again, during the healing process, it's very good to actually maybe walk around and focus on a condition that you have, take note of it, and as you're moving, you may find changes, and you can tell the light beings, yeah, this is a little bit better, do some more work here. So they do need your input. Remember, they're only in the now. You might ask for a healing, and they'll give you maybe a teaspoon of energy toward that healing. You might need a gallon. It may take a lot of teaspoons. But if you don't ask, you don't get. And this is the way the universe works here. It needs to have the effect of, you know, cause and effect relationship of the heart energy to do healings. Here we go. We're going to do another 10 planetary energies. So first one released. Number 2 released. Number 3 released. Number 4 released. Number 5 released. Number 6 released. Number 7 released. Number 8 released. Number 9 released. And number 10 released. And again, you know, walk around a little bit, see how you feel. And I'm going to have some of my divine water right now. And you may want some yourself. That one's very good. Mine's a little tangy tasting, so that's great. Okay, next we'll do a emotional sample clearing for everyone. The different clearings that I do, which encompass the years of your life, I charge $5 for each year of your life. And if you're over the age of 60, then those years are free above 60. So here we go. And these energies could also work, the healings will work for anybody on this planet. Just need to know who they are, their name, and it can be done for them. This is without their conscious knowledge, because the light ship created them, and the spirit always will say yes for a healing. So here we go. And it's the spirit inside of them and yourself that's doing the healing anyway. So it says yes, and it does the healing with light chip. Here we go. So we're going to go from this point in time. We'll go a couple months here. I've been doing 7 days for people. We'll go 2 months here. So we'll just do two healings here. So we're going to go 2 months ago and clearing away. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Oh, boy. A lot of energy there. Let's try that one again. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Great. Okay. And 1 month ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And from 1 month to right now, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Holy smoke. Oh, yeah. Just the last week people had problems here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, more energy there. Second cleared, first cleared. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And next we'll do the feeling body. Same process. This is like icing on the cake for most people. And if you didn't feel the emotional healing at all in your body, the feeling body will probably be more responsive to you. Women feel about 50-50. Half can feel, half can't, and men are about 1 in 100. So if you're a feeling person out there, it's wonderful that you can sense the energy. If you cannot, it's working anyway. It doesn't need your conscious attention. It doesn't need for you to acknowledge that the healing is working or not. So don't feel frustrated. It's working anyway. Some people say, yeah, I don't feel the energy working, and what's wrong with me? It's just nothing's wrong with you. You're just not feeling the energy. That's the main thing. You know, don't beat yourself up over not feeling. In fact, some people who are heavy feelers wish they did not feel because they're always upset all the time. So it might be a gift for you not to feel. So here we go. Going back two months, healing body, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 month ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Oh, man, this is, wow. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first. And then the last week here, holy cow, more stuff happening. One of you out there has a lot of stuff happening. Maybe a couple people. Here we go. Let me get some water. This you may want to do yourself. Here we go. The last week again, feeling body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Wow. Holy smokes. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to do your mental body. And this is for people who are thinkers. And typically, maybe more men than women, but everybody needs it. And so men typically are mental and women are emotional. And sometimes that's the way the feelings are felt. But everybody needs either one of these here. So here we go. Mental body. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And a month, that was from 2 to 1 and 1 to present almost here. Then we'll do this month here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the last week, we'll see what this does here. I'm yawning again. Oh, really? Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do it again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's try the sensory body here. That's a lot of energy happening the last week. Here we go, sensory body. Go back 2 months ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next here, up to this start of this month. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Oh, man. Very strange. This week now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yeah, there's something going on there, probably with everybody. You know, maybe the gods are angry with us or something. These ET gods, you know, we're having maybe extra energy beamed to us that are negative. It's a very Saddam Oyan, the same time through three of these dealings at the same time. So here we go. Let's try another healing here. Let's do your trauma bodies. So this is only typically used for a few people. Not everybody needs this healing. Here we go. So 2 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yawning now, so something needed that in this next one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and this last week. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And let's go into the pain body. This collects pain and kind of used as a barometer somehow with your energetics of your body. I don't know why it's there, but it just collects the pain and stores it. Maybe it's actually probably good because your body isn't completely holding on to it, but it is the memory of the pain. So here we go. 2 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Got it again. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And see what happens this last week here. So, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, you might want to get a little drink of water again. Take a sip of water. And if not, you might want to put some of your divine water on your body. Kind of refreshing it here. And then you may want to use the mouthwash later on. If you charge the water up for your mouthwash. Okay, we're going to do another sample clearing. And let me see what they want to do for us here. Still checking. Okay, they want to bring in different oxygens for us, so that'll be really nice. So number one is oxygen number 5, so it'll come in. So here it comes. So I'll take a couple of deep breaths and maybe breathe deeply, maybe every 15 seconds. Here we come with this beautiful energy number 5. So stronger, 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 stronger. I'm yawning. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh boy, that feels very, very good. So again, just kind of sit back and relax here. And enjoy this wonderful oxygen that's coming to you. Remember, this energy is designed for healings. There's a bunch of these on the light ship, different types. There's probably now about 40 of them that are compatible to us. So again, you just want to sit back and relax and breathe this wonderful oxygen. And again, just take some nice deep breaths here. And another deep breath. Okay. bringing oxygen number 7 in. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll put on some frog music here for you. These are the frogs chirping, so this will be a little interesting. Okay, we're bringing number 18, oxygen. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll bring in number 22. Stronger, 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 and stronger. You can take a deep breath a few times here and just enjoy the beautiful oxygen. I'll bring Noshing number 28. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And each one of these has their own healing abilities for us. We'll bring in number 7, Oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to bring in number 12. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Hope you enjoyed the different options and the sound of the frogs here. And we're going to just talk about the light ship briefly and the different sessions that I'm doing. We do Mondays and Fridays, 1-hour conference calls for $20. Starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you're on the light ship with the light beam doctors for an hour of time. And the cost is $20. On Wednesdays, we have a special event where you're able to charge 7 containers of water, which you use consecutively for the next week. And so there's 4 Wednesdays for also $60. And this is a wonderful time to, if you can only have one day a week, to get water charged. And the water then has healing properties to that. And each particular day builds upon the one previous to that. Once a month now, which will be coming on the 23rd, on Saturday. It'll be 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. We're having our special 4-hour Ascension Conference. This begins on the telephone line. and they charge 7 gallons of water for you. And we have many, many, many lightship healings geared toward ascension. This is a four-hour call, and it feels like about a half an hour goes by. So it's very nice, and it's wonderful. If you haven't ever been on one of these calls, I'd recommend doing it. It's a lot of healing for the amount of time that you're on. The longer you're on, the more healing they can do for you. And the cost for this is also $60. You can just contact me. Give me a phone call. Give me an email. And we'll be able to get back with you with the different conference call numbers and PIN numbers. And just send me a check in the mail. It's that simple. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com. Click on donations on the left side link, and it'll give you the contact information on how to make your checkout. So I guess we'll just be saying blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and enjoy the water that we charge for you. And the oxygen will still be with you naturally. You can breathe the last one here if you wish. And the light beam will stay activated for the next half an hour. So again, just maybe leave her up on the monitor screen and enjoy your healing process. So blessings to all of you.